This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thunderstorms in the east have caused some flight delays, some cancellations on this first day of what the TSA predicts will be the first of two busiest ever air travel days. Philadelphia International Airport spokesperson Heather Redfern.
Security lines have been busy all day long, but they're moving. The TSA is getting people through at PHL.
The Justice Department and 30 state attorneys general filing an antitrust lawsuit.
It's time to restore competition and innovation in the entertainment industry. It is time to break up Live Nation Ticketmaster. The American people are ready for it.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, Live Nation denies the anti-competitive allegations. The Supreme Court's conservative majority has preserved a Republican-held South Carolina congressional district, rejecting a lower court ruling that said it discriminated against black voters. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night's storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal-looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
One in five Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tuesday's strong storm system produced multiple tornadoes, according to the National Weather Service. An EF1 tornado affected rural Winona County, Minnesota, near the town of Rolling Stone. The tornado was on the ground for 14 minutes and covered over 18 miles with peak winds of 105 miles per hour. A second EF1 tornado touched down for 3 minutes and went nearly 4 miles in Cochrane, packing peak winds of 90 miles per hour. A third EF1 tornado had a brief touchdown near Arcadia. Nobody was hurt by any of the tornadoes. UW La Crosse welcomed in a new educational enterprise this week. A $500,000 research vessel was launched Tuesday by the UWL River Study Center. The boat, called Prairie Springs, will help collect samples and use sonar to map the bottom of the Mississippi River. It is already being used in researching microplastic contamination in the river. UWL is also working on a partnership with marine construction company J.F. Brennan, which is based in La Crosse, for other educational opportunities. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They've had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, it makes it worse, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and storms and a high near 70. Sunny in mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon. High, low 70s. Right now it's 80.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by U.S. Supreme Court expert and attorney Daniel Cotter. I'll also be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter James Causey. What is up with student-teacher affairs?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that feels a lot like Friday. But if it were Friday, Dom, the Broadfest would be fully kicked off here in the Madison area.
Is that this weekend?
We're just celebrating a happy hour at this point. Oh, yeah, man. My son has been looking forward to going to the Quiet Riot concert for like the last 6 months since they announced the band Quiet Riot, the Saturday night headliner at Broadfest this year. They've also got the Village People playing this weekend, but I'm going to Quiet Riot. It's going to be 1981 all over again. Ma, we're all crazy now. Apparently,
1983, Metal Health. Apparently, according to TheVogue.com, I recall this. That's why I had to quick look it up. That album displaced Michael Jackson's Thriller on the charts, at least for a short time. I remember that came out, Bang Your Head. I was 12 years old. Metal Health would drive you mad. Good stuff.
I guess I was 13 because I'm your older by a year. You know, our
yes,
mutual birthday month just around the corner, Tom.
Oh, I know, man.
My son graduates on June 1st, which will kick off a spirited summer of partying. And June 12th, my birthday, but I'll be celebrating earlier than that because I figure you have the 14th, so I'm giving you the later birthday weekend just to grab the whole weekend, whatever you need to do. And I have booked some concert tickets of my own, Dom. Snoop Dogg. Going to Snoop Dogg at the Pottawatomie on June 15th. And I got to tell you, not the cheapest ticket I've ever purchased. First event, like $4,000 in the venue space.
And this is a new venue at Pato, right? This is the new and improved, built this thing. Yeah.
I've never been there before for a Snoop Dogg concert in the new venue space. First concert, still going to have that new concert smell.
For one night. And after that, it's going to smell like a skunk orgy.
Do you think there will be copious amounts of cannabis smoked in
last
the Pottawatomie?
Last time I saw Snoop Dogg was at the Riverside in Milwaukee, and there was copious weed smoking going on inside. Absolutely. I mean, it's like going to a Willie Nelson concert. It's like, it's almost, it has to happen. That's what happens at a Snoop Dogg concert.
Willie Nelson played Madison last Saturday night. Bree Stevens Field, I believe. A lot of people went to that one. I did not. Although I'm a big fan of Willie's, I just didn't know he was coming to town, man. So many concerts. You're my concert go-to guy, Dom. But why I bring this up, it's not just to be self-indulgent on a day when we're being a little self-indulgent. It's because the U.S. and states have sued to break up Ticketmaster, parent company Live Nation. And Live Nation, between Ticketmaster and Live Nation, and that's the same corporation. They've merged their agendas about a decade
ago. Live Nation is what, like the parent organization, yeah.
But Live Nation owns a lot of the venue spaces. So they have great influence over the acts. If you want to play a Live Nation venue, well, you better let Ticketmaster sell your tickets. See how that works? By the way, our Barrymore Theater event, no cost to you. If you're feeling broke, come on down. Just be a good friend.
Oh, you got to get more details out than that.
June 27th, Barrymore Theater. No Ticketmaster involved. No ticket required. You just show up. Bring cash because they prefer cash. They do have a ATM machine. Still call them time machines. They have an ATM machine. So you can get cash, but you got to use cash. That's the preference. They're cardless at the Barrymore Theater. I like that because that makes them keep the money in the neighborhood. And it makes it harder on the taxing authority, right?
You can take it, put it in a duffel bag, and take it out of the neighborhood, man. That's what cash finds a way.
So there will be no required charge at the Barrymore Theater. We're going to do what we do, just perhaps.
Why are we doing it? Why are we going to the Barrymore Theater? Not just to have drinks with some friends, man. What's the point?
Well, that was really the biggest part, was to commiserate with the audience. People have been hounding me on the social medias and stuff, but then we got an excuse.
Yes.
Presidential debate. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. The only debate they might get around to. I mean, someone could be dead by the second debate. You never can tell. Actuarial tables being what they are. The second debate's in September. I got no idea what September brings. But I can tell you, on June 27th, we're going to be throwing a hell of a pre-debate party, and you can come. And it won't cost you anything, and party with hundreds of your friends. Hundreds of your friends. And the devil's advocates. And we will bring friends. Maggie Dawn, she's already on the guest list. I have put some invitations out, or at least I have good intent to do so. It's early. You were the latest confirmation. I needed you. I needed to at least know if you're showing up in the
time. Crudy, I saw Snoop Dogg. Must have been like 2016, the Puff Puff Pass Tour, Part 2, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Warren G, man. Oh, man, it was good stuff. And everybody was smoking inside. But I think, you know, this is part of the Riverside.
That's a little disrespectful to the venue, I'm just saying. Outdoor venue, no problem with copious cannabis smoking. But what? I went to the Kohl Center for Dave Matthews Band. And then I just felt envious because I was the only guy that wasn't smoking weed in the concert.
What are you thinking?
Indoor venue, man.
What?
If I come over to your house, I'm not going to smoke a joint in your house. I'm not going to.
We went to college together, Crudy. The only rule we had was most of the time there was no cigarette smoking inside the house.
I recall.
Bob late at night would break the rule, but usually that was very well respected. That cigarette smoke, nasty. That glorious, freedom-loving weed smell? Oh, so good.
But when it's a joint, it gets, oh, no. Burnt joint? No, that's not a good smell. Like, really? At the end?
I almost remember every single morning coming downstairs in college, you were lighting up the roaches that were left in the ashtray, man, before you went off to whatever it is you did in the morning at college. You didn't seem to mind the smoke then, man.
Well, I would wash my hands because I didn't like that smell on them. It's a different sort of smell. And
yeah, the smell of free weed is different than the smell of weed you actually purchased yourself.
Well, man, let me get up.
Come on. You know, I'm just saying, if you roll a tight fatty at the end of the night and take three or four puffs out of it, not necessarily a roach, man. It's like a full on joint. Just, you know, crack the cap open.
Yeah, but you took my baggie to roll it.
Got to pay rent, man.
844-967-2789. Dom, let's get to some of this coverage before somebody cracks down on this fine product. The U.S. government filed a sweeping antitrust lawsuit Thursday against Live Nation Entertainment, the parent company of Ticketmaster. I say suck it, Ticketmaster, seeking to break up the conglomerate over allegations it has amassed and abused unrivaled power in the ticketing and concert industries. Do you have any doubt anyone that likes going to concerts? Now, the landmark case, joined by 30 state and district attorney generals, could dramatically reshape an ecosystem that has long sparked outrage from artists and fans alike. We're both sides of that equation, aren't we, Dom?
Yes.
Whose frustrations erupted in 2022 when high fees and site outages disrupted early sale. And you know it's serious when the Swifties are offended, Dom.
Oh,
Taylor Swift's Eras tour.
So you didn't go?
I've not yet. I'm hoping to catch the second leg of the world tour, perhaps. Live Nation is an entertainment titan. It is a concert promoter, artist manager, venue owner, and ticket seller and reseller, constituting a sprawling empire that its executives publicly herald as the largest live entertainment company in the world. Last year alone, the company produced, these are enormous numbers. The company produced 50,000 concerts and other musical events and sold over 620 million tickets globally, as it boasted to its investors in April. That's a lot of tickets, 620 million. Just in the junk fees they charge, they got billions there, Dom.
Curdy, but the U.S. government contends that Live Nation's vast power and reach have afforded it unfair advantages over competitors, allowing the company to evolve into an illegal and harmful monopolist with the power to box out rivals, reduce consumer choices, and raise ticket prices. It is time to break it up, Attorney General Merrick Garland said at the news conference on Thursday. State and federal officials allege that Live Nation threatens to retaliate against performance venues unless they agree to use the company's Ticketmaster services. Otherwise, these venue operators risk losing access to popular Live Nation managed performances and tours, an unfavorable ultimatum, according to the government, that has allowed Ticketmaster to lock up more than 70% of sales at major concert venues. To further entrench its dominance, Live Nation also targets artists. Performers at times must use Live Nation's tour promotional services, or they cannot perform at company-operated venues, the complaint alleges. Live Nation owns or controls 265 concert venues in North America, including 60 of the top 100 amphitheaters in the United States, according to government estimates. State and federal antitrust watchdogs contend these arrangements have ultimately restricted artists, arrested the growth of competing ticket services, imposed higher costs on audience members who face a Ticketmaster tax, quote-unquote, in the form of steep and endless fees, charged Jonathan Cantor, who oversees the antitrust for the Justice Department. Some monopolies are just so entrenched and some problems so difficult to address that they require decisive and effective solutions.
D, you're stepping on the Snoop Dogg.
Laid back.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. A little laid back for a Thursday. Feels like a Friday. It is a happier happy hour when you participate. Early grievances. And what do you think? Ticketmaster, this big monopoly. And Live Nation, have you ever been scroogied by the Eras tour or any other tour? I'd like to hear your concert stories. The good ones only. Keep them FCC compliant. Yeah, but right on the edge.
844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines. Tell us your ticket stories, 844-967-2789. Quiet Riot coming to Bratfest in Madison. Are you going to go, man? How did you get your tickets?
You basically just go pay attendance at Bratfest. You get a wristband or something, I believe. I don't even know if you have to pay.
Using Ticketmaster, though.
No Ticketmaster. Maybe.
Where's Rocker, man? We got to be asking Rocker these things.
Where is Rocker? Rocker.
Rocker, man.
844-967-2789. We did get a text in. I am monitoring the text line, unlike Dominic. Here are a few of the texts. Jeff from Shorewood said, I bought tickets for Morrissey at the Riverside at $250 per ticket, was $780 with fees. Then he canceled. And then Jeff says, I got all my money back. Well, that's better than having a canceled airline flight. Here's a travel voucher for a free suitcase upgrade the next time you take United. Another texter says, I bought a ticket for a Live Nation event, and the fees alone nearly doubled the price. I planned to go with a friend, but didn't want to pay four times the listed cost. I only pay those kind of fees when I go to Dom concerts.
There's the Dominic fee, just for the record. I mean, if I'm the one responsible for the tickets, there's probably going to be an upcharge. Just saying.
A texter tells me.
And handling, you know how it is. That's where you make the real money.
Bratfest is free, a few of the texters telling me. I didn't think there was a charge. I mean, I'll bring cash. I'll be ready. But I will eat my weight in brats, I guarantee you that.
Shows I purchased for tickets at Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, which is part of the Pabst Theater Group, locally owned. They got a bunch of venues here. And we actually have not just Pottawatomie, the casino, having their venue. They've also, talking about the Pabst Theater Group, opened up a couple new ones as well. Smaller venues, but great intimate-type show places. Anyway, the tickets I purchased were from AXS.com. They do not use Pabst, at least at the Riverside, does not use Ticketmaster.
Well, that's good to know. We've seen enough Ticketmaster events, though. Damn, Red Hot Chili Peppers. They've done Ticketmaster, haven't they? Those are usually anything to do with Summerfest. Is that Ticketmaster? Scratching your nose. That doesn't tell me anything.
Yes, it is.
Rich says yes.
Yeah. Rich is an old rock jack.
Oh, yeah. If you get your ticket, you can get into the venue then, right? You can get into Summerfest with a with an amphitheater ticket.
Correct. So if you buy, for the amphitheater, you get in for everything.
Gotcha. All right.
And Bratfest is free, but you're expected to eat your weight in brats. That's your contribution. Right. Now, I've done the volunteering at the Bratfest. Others had said, I've volunteered there in the past. Well, I volunteered there in the past, just not this year.
It gave it the office, man.
Well, last year, my contribution is taking my son on the spectrum to the concert. And he's, you know, not been to a lot of big, loud musical concerts. And last year, it was Slaughter, Up All Night, Sleep All Day.
Sleep All Day. Fly to the Angel, baby.
And his next year, his junior year roommate, Jack H., over at Edgewood, they're going together. You know, they're of a heavy metal dude.
Yeah, my man.
My two last year was the year of the concert for the Crudy family. We saw great concerts last year. I mean, all over the country, we saw concerts. This year, I've got three shows planned so far. Other than the fine show with the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, June 27th. No Ticketmaster or ticket required. But the Snoop Dogg told you about that at the Pottawatomie, and they were not cheap tickets. When you first logged in that day, you could get like $89 tickets, but that was standing room only. That's like in the back, no assigned seat. I'm not doing it that way.
Blow up that day and the first time that early, those tickets became available. Yeah.
I could not buy tickets. They went on sale on like Friday at noon. I even set an alarm just to remind myself, hey, get your Snoop tickets if you want to party on your birthday weekend. So I set the alarm. 2 hours later, I could finally get on the website. You know, I'd walked away after like 15 minutes, totally impatient.
Now, it was not Ticketmaster? Was it a different? How was your?
Direct through the Pottawatomie, but I don't know if they use a third-party provider. But I think the tickets were about $150 each, and there were some charges. I think it was $386 out the door, but at least I got seats. But the VIP, $300 a pop plus whatever charges were going on top of that.
If you're that close, they'll pass the bottle of Hennessy.
I couldn't leave Mrs. Crudy at home and just take myself to the concert, but I couldn't reconcile spending that kind of money for two of us. So seated, but not VIP seated, if you know what I mean. 844-967-2789. Let's hear from others while there's still a little bit of time in this segment. Troy from Mount Horeb. Okay, concert stories for us, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
I just went to Willie Nelson, too, and I just decided to go the same day because, like you, I hadn't heard he was going to be there until the day of. I'm like, you know, if I get home in time, because I drive truck, if I get home in time, I'm going to go. And I scalped the scalper. I got $250 tickets for $50.
Nice.
Well done.
And Troy, how was the concert? How was 91, 92-year-old Willie Nelson?
It was great. He only played for like an hour. And Dawn went to see him in Milwaukee the next night. And she called it a no BS concert, which is true. He sat down. He played his song. He got done. He didn't even say goodbye. He grabbed a bunch of headbands, threw them out in the crowd, and walked off. And we're all like, is that it?
Like an Irish goodbye. There was no encore. You didn't cheer loud enough, Troy.
but it was really great just being able to see him.
Yeah.
And you know, he was one of those bucket list guys that I gotta see him. I'm not a big country fan, but he's just one of those bucket list guys you gotta go see.
Troy, am I gonna see you at
I'm glad I did it.
Am I going to see you on the Metal Health Tour at Bratfest this weekend? Quiet Riot?
You might. I got to work Saturday because I took Wednesday off. But if I get home in time, probably, because I'd love to go see him.
I'll be the chubby guy in back eating the brats. Hope to see you there. Come on back. More Devil's Advocates. A happier Thursday that feels like a Friday happy hour. We're rolling through it.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks second in the nation for the most prescription drugs collected during this spring's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsinites have turned in 1.3 million pounds of unwanted drugs since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010. The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits tens of thousands of hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. This is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The second of four community engagement sessions was held last night by the La Crosse School District at Central High School. The district is going to referendum this fall a $53.5 million proposal to consolidate four elementary school buildings into two locations. District officials said that the main concern brought up by residents is the cost of the plan, which is about the same as providing maintenance of the four existing school buildings. The next session will be held on Tuesday at Logan High School. Today's drought monitor shows a big improvement for Wisconsin, particularly the drought-stricken area in the lower Wisconsin River Valley. Only 5% of the state is now considered to be in drought, and no areas are in severe drought anymore. A stretch of southwestern Wisconsin that includes most of Sauk County and parts of neighboring counties, including Richland, Vernon, and Juneau, are still in drought. The state was last drought-free exactly 1 year ago. The monitor's data was taken before Tuesday's storms. For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of The Voice are probably still recovering after the show crowned a winner for season 25. The season finale took place Monday and Tuesday with five finalists. Coaches Reba McEntire and John Legend's contestants were two of the finalists, with Team Reba coming out on top. Your winner? Asher Havan was crowned the season's champ. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Reba and Gwen Stefani will return as coaches, and the show will add new coaches, Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg, for season 26. That show just got a whole lot cooler. After four seasons, the CW network is canceling the show Walker. In a related story, there was a show called Walker on the CW for the last 4 years. Deadline reports that the show was the CW's highest rated over the last 4 years. The network cited high licensing fees as one of the reasons for cancellation. The show is a spinoff of Walker, Texas Ranger. The CW would like people to know it still has a whole mess of shows on the air that people have never heard of. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and storms and a high near 70. Sunny in mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon. High, low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flonays, and we have Fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Feels like a Friday because we're off on Friday. See you back here live on Tuesday with some of the best damn Devil's Advocate show ever playing out ever on Friday and Monday. But still, time to participate. We're talking about the Live Nation, the Department of Justice. Merrick Garland says, break them up! You know, he's such an attack dog that Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
So Live Nation will probably remain intact forever, judging on his prior success.
I don't know, 3-4 years, we'll see what happens.
844-967-2789. We are enjoying your concert stories. Did you get stuck paying too much for tickets? Did you have a hell of a good time? Did you go to Willie Nelson last, the other whatever night it was?
The junk fees thing. Oh, the junk fees. Yep. You splice it out and you itemize a bunch of random fees for whatever your justification is. I don't see it as any worse than my freaking cell phone bill or the cable bill. I mean, everyone's got all these auto. Here's your rate, and here's the this tax and that tax and the convenience fee for da 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 da. At the end of the day, isn't it just the bottom line dollar? Wait, you've been
flying Spirit Airlines?
I mean, if, right, check that bag, $50. What? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if there's a $150 ticket and $30 in quote-unquote junk fees, right, would you feel better if you just paid $180 for the ticket?
Maybe. Maybe if they'd stop dicking around like that.
What's the difference, dude?
My psyche.
Literally. Come on, man.
Because presumably there's a certain amount of that ticket price that's being allocated to the artist, the venue, and then Ticketmaster's just jamming on a whole nother set of fees on top. But for what?
Okay.
For what? Printing a ticket for us? For the convenience of $40. Here's your ticket. Thank you. I mean, that's what they did. They gave me a printable copy. $40 per ticket. $160 for four of them. I mean, it gets a little pricey. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a rich guy like you, Don.
I get it. But again, I just want to be clear. If they didn't do that and add it onto the baseline of the ticket, now would it matter to you? The bottom line number still remains the bottom line number. Now, that being said, are you now also suggesting that you should have input onto how this entity of Ticketmaster, in this case, divides up and pays out their, you know, their overhead and their artists and whatever the case is? Do you even care?
Only if they are a monopoly and they so dominate the industry that they can basically set whatever junk fees they want to. And that's why the DOJ and 30 attorney general's offices are stepping in today, Dom. Because it ain't fair.
After the Obama administration allowed the merger to happen in the first place, man.
What could possibly go wrong? Like, who could have foreseen creating this massive monopoly wouldn't be good for the consumer, let's just say. Now, if you got the means,
I just want to be clear. So we're worried about the consumer. That's our criteria here?
Well, it's the entire industry that's being dominated by this one monopolistic player. If you talk about threatening the artist and they can't play your venues, if they don't use your tickets, you know what I mean? You start being able to dominate every aspect of the industry. Well, where's the competitiveness if Ticketmaster / Live Nation can dominate what venues you can play, what tickets you can sell, what prices, what junk fees? They're running your concert. If you're a performing artist, they've got all the say. You don't have enough clout. I mean, maybe Beyonce's got enough clout, but nobody else has enough clout to dictate to ticket. Well, Taylor Swift.
See what I'm saying? I mean, you don't have to engage. I mean, I'm not against this action by the government to break up monopolies. I, as a consumer and as a fan of going to live shows, and you know, it's that time of year. And then the Midwest, when the summer rolls around, Milwaukee is the city of festivals. There's so much music here; it is fantastic. So, but that being said, 70% of the market is not a monopoly. And yeah, when you have the ability,
70% of the entire industry is not a monopoly. What are you talking about?
If you own the venue, Crudy, can't you dictate who comes into your place, man? It's your house.
When you own the ticketing, the venue, the bands, the production, the management of the bands. You own every aspect of the industry, dude. Don't act like that's not a monopoly. Well, 70% of the industry, one corporation?
Access, man. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like the mob rationalizing why it is I should pay the protection to you, because it's the same racket Ticketmaster's got going on.
Listen, I'm just telling you, these are some glorious windows you have here, and it'd be a terrible shame if they were broken. And if you buy your insurance from me, I guarantee you they will not break. And if they do break, I will replace them, and I will find the bastard that broke them. But if you don't buy my insurance, I cannot guarantee that your windows will not break.
844-967-2789. Mike from Spring Green. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, you know, hi, how's it going? Everything, not just tickets, but cell phones and everything else, why are they allowed to say, oh, well, the ticket's only, you know, $29.95, and then later then they hit you with everything else? I went to a place looking at a phone one time, and it was like $29.95 a month. I thought, well, that's better than what I'm paying. By the time I walked out of there, it was $97 a month by the time it was all added up with all the fees.
Right, but you knew it was $97 a month, Mike, before you bought it. Now, maybe they got you in the door on the $30 a month, but by the time you signed the dotted line, you knew it was $90, and you still did it.
Well,
who's responsible for that? Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I did
right.
not do
well,
it.
Well, they lost the customer then.
But I mean, when you're buying a ticket, why don't they just say, you know, for everything involved, it's going to be $150, period, not $79, then plus everything else that they add on. Why don't they just say, it's $150 and all paid and done?
Because the artist is only paid on the ticket price, right? If the ticket's $30, the band, the public speaker, whatever it is you're paying, the comedian, they only get paid against the ticket price. And then Ticketmaster adds on their guaranteed profit. So they get profit whether or not you sell out the venue. I mean, come on. It's they win no matter what. Heads they win, tails you lose. Michael?
Any other thoughts, Mike? All right.
I think we lost him.
844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, this is a little tangent, not directly applied, but I figured, you know, this is your grievance day, so I thought I could
right.
sort of take
Go
it
ahead,
in a different
sister.
Way. It has a little bit of math in it, so it might be worthwhile. It's just a little thought piece as we head into our weekend here, Memorial Day and all. And it was a poll that was done by The Guardian, and it was looking at what people's feelings are, whether they think we are in recession or not. And as you all know, both of you, you're smart about economics, there is a definition of what a recession is. It's two or more quarters where you have negative gross domestic product, right?
Contraction.
For inflation. Contraction, right. 56% of people polled in this Guardian poll felt that the United States is in recession, even though there have been seven straight quarters of positive GDP growth. 49% of the Americans polled felt that the stock market was down year to date. The stock market is up by 12%. And here's the one that really kicked me. 49% of the people polled felt that unemployment was at a 50-year high. As you will know, unemployment is at a 50-year low. We haven't seen these numbers since 1960. So I don't know, maybe it fits in with what you got going in terms of what's really going on and what do people really know or think about what's going on. Although sadly, these are all statistics you can Google pretty darn easily, but apparently not. So it's this interesting thing of people feel that they're in a recession when there are so many markers, including the first one, which is, you know, two or more quarters being in contraction, and we don't have that. We have instead positive GDP growth. Golly, what do we do with that? Do we run billboards that say, really, it's okay, and here are the statistics? Well, I mean, I don't know what we do.
So you're not going to change people's minds with facts, Joe. They feel
right.
like we're
that.
In a recession, right? That's what
Even
they hear around the water cooler. They're doing okay, but they hear we're in a recession.
Even though the stats definitely say seven quarters of positive gross domestic gross domestic product. I don't know. What do we do when facts are out the window, you know, and that it just doesn't seem to matter. Anyway, a thought piece for the Memorial weekend. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Thanks.
Well, Joe,
thanks, Joe.
We take a long weekend. We go to a Quiet Riot concert. We go to a Brewer game. We honor the fallen dead because that is the meaning of Memorial Day, Jeff. And, you know, then we come back and we do it again on Monday. I fought with my 17-year-old, and he's a pretty smart kid. He just took AP macro and microeconomics. I never even took an economics class. I took one business class, and that was just by happens chance. You know, I never took the formal business learning stuff.
Never had one lesson.
This kid has taken the classes, but we're fighting about the Federal Reserve. And he's like, well, had lunch with him because the power was out. But we're fighting about the inflation rate. And he said, well, the inflation rate's 3.8%, Dad. I said, yeah, corporations have really done well on their bottom lines. Because I continue to point out to my very thoughtful son, this is greed-driven component. And the Federal Reserve further sticking it to the American consumer by increasing the interest rates really doesn't incentivize the greedy corporations with record profits to do anything different. They're doing just fine for cash, Federal Reserve. You know what I mean? They don't need to borrow when their bottom line is billions. So I think it's time that the Federal Reserve start considering lowering the interest rates. Not because we have zero inflation. We're not there. But it's not us. It's the monopolies. It's Ticketmaster putting the junk fees on. It's the grocery. I mean, if it's a monopoly in the grocery industry, I mean, there's like 5-6 corporations nationally that put everything on the grocery store shelves, process all the meat, own all the stores. And those are definitely monopolies. And you're saying 70% of the marketplace owned by Ticketmaster Live Nation? That's not enough monopoly for you? What, okay, should it be 99.9?
Yes. I mean, it'd be higher than 70. Yes, absolutely. Let me ask you the flip side. What's the lowest percentage of a marketplace in your mind for, quote unquote, a monopoly definition?
The lowest percentage? If you had three or four companies in a singular industry that controlled the price everyone's paying. Let's call it the grocery store industry.
As a percentage. It doesn't matter.
25%. I don't mean 25% is the biggest one in the industry and they're all 4 and 3 and 2% from there. I'm saying if you've got three or four companies at 25% ownership each of the industry, if you basically have four companies that own the entire grocery store industry, what do you know? You got about 30% inflation on your grocery bill because they are profiting. And they're all basically uniformly saying, this is how we do it. Didn't the realtors just get sued for this? Didn't they have to change their business model? Because they basically colluded as an industry and said, it's the way it's always been. We're going to make X amount of profit on you. It's not negotiable. Well, that was monopolistic. And the National Realtor Association just made a huge settlement. Ticketmaster, now under heat, well, Live Nation under heat from the Department of Justice and 30 state attorney generals. Dom, these are monopolies. 70% is an enormous monopoly in an industry. Yes. Who else even competes?
Approved by and debated over
a decade ago.
Yes.
But now we've seen the results and it's time to break it down. Take it down, break it up, like the baby bells, right? Ma Bell got too big. They got broken up. We've done this in history. This is not the first time the nation ever had a monopoly. We used to have the Trust Busters. Now we got Joe Biden and Ticketmaster.
Merrick Garland.
Taking all our concert money. 844-967-2789. Still time for your calls today, but you better hurry up. Crudy's been monopolizing all the time around here. 844.
70% of the time.
9-6 party.
And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, of the week. You have any grievances or have a concert story or want to tell us about your Bon Jovi experience, you can call us at 844-967-2789.
Check, check, check. My grievance is a Bon Jovi concert experience. Dom, you talked me into this one. We had like fourth row at Bon Jovi. You had me paying scalper prices.
I mean, we went to a broker. I prefer the term broker. You could say scalper, but, you know, broker sounds so much
and this
more
was official. I mean, this was way before I was married, so we're talking probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And anyways, we go to this concert. We're both young bucks, think we're doing pretty well, but we paid like 250 bucks a ticket at pre-inflation prices for like fourth row. Because your first wife was a big fan, apparently. Yeah. And we didn't get anyone that took us up, so we had too many tickets. So you gave two tickets, I think. You know, I'd like to think it was for my sake. I was the single guy at that time. Yeah. Two pretty girls you give the tickets to. As fate would have it, right next to us, here are these two pretty girls as you've given
You're
them
welcome.
The ticket.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You had your wife on your other side, but I had the two pretty girls. And they were dancing. It was a good time. And then they took a little intermission. And the girls never came back from buying beers or something. Next time we see them, the pretty girls are stage left dancing at the Bon Jovi concert on the stage. Richie Sambora or someone tapped them out. So they got to go dance on the stage. And we sat there with our empty seats and overpriced beers.
Are you mad that you didn't get the girl, or are you mad that you weren't able to dance on the stage with Richie Sambora?
I am mad that I got sucked into a John Bon Jovi concert.
Hey,
and
hey,
I was like 500 bucks in because I had
financial decision. You chose, man. You didn't have to. You don't have to buy those expensive tickets. You don't got to go. No one's forcing you.
You didn't tell me the price. You asked me if I want to go to the concert.
Oh, you knew the price. Come on, man. You know, here, let me just, and you know me, man. What's the price? It's high.
Yes, you are. 844-967-2789. Lisa from Middleton. They got the power back on? My wife texted me a little while ago. No power in Middleton still.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, that's not... No, hey, guys. Hey, Dom. Hey, Crudy. And yeah, shout out to MG&E because our power went out Tuesday night with a lot of other people's, but ours was back on by like 10 in the morning. So I guess maybe, maybe this area is just a little bit more important than the rest.
Lisa, we had the power for the last couple of days, and then this afternoon, MG&E's removing trees and apparently power lines because they've turned off our power since like noon today. They could have put a sign on the door, warned me.
Now you put the fear in me because here I thought everything was okie dokie, but maybe now it isn't. But hey, I have a grievance.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe's call is what reminded me of this grievance, and it is this. When polling is done and they ask the question, do you think the country is headed in the right direction? And people say no. They seem to blame the current administration, Joe Biden, for that answer. But I think the stock market's up. You know, my retirement fund is doing well. My family's all doing well. Things are looking good. But the crazy Trumpers out there are making me really worried. And there's, you know, the wars and stuff. So I don't know why they always give the credit for a negative answer to Joe Biden.
Right track, wrong track, they often call that. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's whatever president is in charge. But the perception of the economy right now, Lisa, is just off base. And I'm not saying individuals aren't struggling in the economy. I almost jokingly said, retirement fund? What's that? Because a lot of people, a lot of the boomers are not saving for retirement because they're unable to. And I don't mean to make light of other people's financial circumstances. I've had my ups and downs. I am like a serial entrepreneur, Lisa. I am always one leap away from financial ruin in my life. My wife knows this, and yet she stays married to me. But at the end of the day, I think it's how you perceive your own financial circumstance and how you perceive that of your friends, your peer group. And it doesn't matter what the reality is. That becomes your reality.
And that's very subjective, Lisa. And I'm with you on that. I don't know that if someone says that they're down the wrong track, that it necessarily pertains to the current administration. There's lots of things that going on in people's lives and lots of other factors. I mean, are we, if you ask me, are we going in the right direction? I mean, with the way the megas are exposed right now and the way this country, the tone of authoritarianism, all that, hell no. But is that Joe Biden's fault? Is that a progressive or Democratic fault? No, my concern is the hardline mega fascist. That, I think, is putting us in the wrong direction.
Gordy Kopke, our pal. How's it going, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, my only grievance is you boys are off playing, and I'm going to be working this weekend. But I'm working for a noble cause. Don't forget, we do our own little broadcast. We're raising funds for Badger Honor Flight to send our vets to Washington, yes, D.C. So here's an invitation to CJ. Come on out and put a few bucks in the bucket and have a broad or two. And also like to thank Scott Alba for coming out yesterday and doing a live broadcast. It was a great time.
Gordy, when is your Broadfest to raise money for the honor flights?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday from 10 to close, and I will be cooking the brats personally.
Gordy's Kopke's Greenhouse, our pal Gordy. Gordy, thanks for checking in, man. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Gordy.
Got to thank a couple of fine guests, Tom. They included Badass Grandma Jill way back in the 3 o'clock hour talking about Enbridge Line 5 and our pal, Mike Clemens, sports reporter extraordinaire, Packer beat reporter. Hope you had a safe flight. He's flying right now to Boston. First pitch about 12 minutes from now. Hope he made it. Thank you
all. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Remember those who gave their lives and then party like they would want you to.
Yeah, on the radio too.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Mayer
on air.
Dr. Karen Tamirius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. It's